Website civicmedia.us to see our entire lineup.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Monica Ricks in New York. Attacks continue in Israel and Gaza today, where hundreds have died, including Americans, following a wave of surprise attacks by Hamas. BBC reporter Joe Flato says many were killed at an electronic music festival.
There were gunmen approaching the festival goers on both sides, and they chased them through the countryside and into the forests and back to their cars and established roadblocks. And we've seen pictures today of the remains of those cars burnt out, shot up, and there were bodies lying in the streets in the surrounding area. So this is confirmation of what many had feared, that this had been a complete massacre.
Israel's counterattack has killed more than 400 Palestinians. Thousands are wounded on both sides. The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting today as the U.S. urged it to strongly condemn the terror attacks by Hamas. Secretary of State Antony Blinken was on Face the Nation.
We've been on the phones across the region and around the world to make sure that Israel has the support it needs, and also to make sure that countries are using the influence they have to get Hamas to back off, to back down, and also to try to make sure the conflict doesn't erupt elsewhere.
The Pentagon sent a military carrier group to support Israel, and President Biden has vowed to send more aid in the coming days. At least 2,000 people have died in powerful earthquakes now in Afghanistan. Yogita Limayes with the BBC.
Villagers have been digging mass graves to bury the dead. With winter fast approaching, thousands of families are now without shelter. Herat's main hospital, stretched thin even under normal circumstances, is struggling to treat the injured. Aid agencies are trying to help. The Taliban government says survivors urgently need food, drinking water, medicine, clothes, and tents.
Here at home, the number of migrants crossing the U.S.'s southern border has risen in recent weeks, and Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker wants President Biden to do more to help manage it.
I hope that they will put one office together. I know the White House right now is coordinating it, but they need one office, and in my opinion, one person at the head of that office that we can call, that we can work with to coordinate.
Pritzker on Face the Nation this morning. Gun manufacturer Smith & Wesson opened up its new headquarters in Tennessee this weekend. It was located in Massachusetts for more than a century, but the company said recent legislation in the state would have banned it from making certain weapons. And scored two more gold medals today for Simone Biles, who wrapped up Worlds in Belgium. She's now got a combined 37 medals. This is CBS News.
You need to hire? Indeed is with you every step of the way, helping you attract, interview, and hire candidates all from one place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Me smile and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Yes. Yeah. I love it. Listen to Max Inc. Radio Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network. Good evening, everybody. Welcome to the third hour of Max Inc. on Civic Media. Original local music until midnight. How you doing? Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by the UPS Store on North Sherman Avenue in Madison and by Easttown of Madison in Essex Square. Get your shipping done right now at theupsstore.com. And by the Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in Sun Prairie. That patio still might be open. Plus, they got some great food, homebrewed beer, and live music. TheFullMileBeerCompany.com. Let's kick the third hour off with a double dip of Nick Moss featuring Dennis Grueley.
You see me, and I see you. Natural reaction of love's a fool's. You see me, and I see you. A natural reaction of love-struck fools. Ain't nothing to it. Just get your back into it. Toes gonna curl, lips gonna quiver, and lightning strikes make your backbone shiver. toes gonna curl, lips gonna quiver. Lightning strikes make your backbone shiver. Ain't nothing to it, girl. Just get your back into it. Lightning strikes, make your backbone shiver. I said your toes gonna curl, and your lips gonna quiver. Lightning strikes, make your backbone shiver. Ain't nothing to it, and get your back into it. Serpent in the garden, fruit on the tree. Forbidden fruit, but it tastes so sweet. Ain't nothing to it, baby, let's get our backs into it.
I saw it, blew my mind. I thought that violin must be one of a kind. This little bitty fella made it stand up straight. He just started slapping it, man, all over the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. You know that big bad bass really shocked me. Guitar player, man burned up the strings, and that harp fella made his whistle sing. But that little bass man made it stand up straight. He just started smacking it, man, all over the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. Well, that big bad bass really shocked me out. Someone yell, man, slap your bass. That big fat sound got a smile on my face. He's plucking and walking, man, it was first rate. That big bad rhythm was steady as a freight. I was hooked. Woo, I had a shout.
eyes really shocked me out. Tell you, check this out. Well, that guitar player burnt up his string, and that flashy harpster made his whistle sing. But it was that little bass man who made it stand up straight. Man, it sure was smacking it out the place. I was hooked. I had to shout. Well, that big fat bass really shocked me up. There's someone, yeah, man, slap your bass. That big fat sound brought a smile to my face. His plucking and walking, man, it was first rate. But that big bad rhythm was steady as a plate. And I was hooked. I had to shout. That big bad bass really shocks me out.
Max Inc on Civic Media. We are local music. That's Dennis Gruling. Nick Moss featuring Dennis Gruling, and It Shocks Me Out from Get Your Back Into It. We heard the title track before that. Nick Moss was on the show not too long ago, wasn't he?
Yeah.
We got a podcast up at MaxIncRadio.com for you. Hey, everybody. Welcome to the show Saturday night across the state of Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. 844-967-2789. 844-96-PARTY. Don't forget, you can call or text in the Civic Media app. You know, the Badgers won today.
Mm-hmm.
That's some good news.
Homecoming.
Yeah.
Homecoming 24-14 over Rutgers. They're from Spaghetti Way, New Jersey.
I've heard this.
Ivy League school.
They're a Big Ten school. Or are they an Ivy League?
Rutgers is an Ivy League school, I believe, aren't they?
I don't think so.
They're the Big Ten.
Where college football was born, though, is at Rutgers, I believe. They have a memorial outside their stadium.
For that. We need Wikipedia.
We're just throwing out the facts.
No kidding.
Here.
Woo!
Let's see here. Coming up here, we got, what do we got coming up here, Rocker?
We have Live in the Lair, Jimmy.
He's lost control.
And we have, you know what? We have an entire band here in the studio. Bass, drums, guitar, harmonica. The whole dang band is here. We're going to hear them live, perform,
awesome.
Interview. It's Live in the Lair coming up. In 40 minutes.
It's been an interesting evening so far.
It's been a great evening.
And I can't wait to get Ryan McGrath on air. Hear that music. Right now, though, let's take care of some business. Terry Barr's here with Bar Notes. What do you got going on, Terry?
Are you ready? Okay, a couple of notes for you, highlighting some of the happenings. And details on a best-of venue on the Wisconsin music scene. First, single-day tickets now on sale for the Midwest Music Fest in La Crosse, November 3rd and 4th. Now, this is the 13th year for this fest, and it actually happens twice a year. It's coming up in November, as we mentioned, in La Crosse. It's also held in Winona, Minnesota, in May. Now, the mission remains the same since it started, promoting regional musicians and partnering with venues to support their area businesses. So during the fest in La Crosse, 7 different bars and venues are going to be hosting more than 60 artists and bands during 2 days. The rundown also just came out over the last couple of days, and this includes dozens of bands that you have actually heard featured right here on Max Inc. Radio. And I'm going to tell you who, like Captain the Hurricane, based in Madison, Old Oaks out of Mount Horeb, Greg Hall and the Wrecking Ball from La Crosse, Charlie Boy out of Baraboo and Seesaw from Madison, and a whole lot more. Now, you can plan out your shows by going to the website, MidwestMusicFest.org. Also, some opportunities listed if you'd like to volunteer at the event. That could be a lot of fun, November 3rd and 4th. And again, the website is MidwestMusicFest.org. Now, if the thought of maybe a jamboree is more your style, head on over to the High Noon Saloon in Madison on Sunday, October 8th. That's actually tomorrow. Mad Country Jamboree is described as a, you're going to like this, hell-raising, barn-burning, beer-guzzling, heck of a show featuring five bands, two stages, starting at 2 in the afternoon. The headliner alone, I think, is worth it. I love these guys, the Driveway Thrift Dwellers Milwaukee.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then after they take the stage, it all is going to end with a big old all-band country jam, and that is scheduled to happen right around 7 o'clock. You can find more info at high-noon.com. All right, finally, here is the pick for my featured live music venue this week, Malarkey's Pub in Wausau. All right, so now you're going, okay, why Malarkey's? Mm-hmm. It was just voted best bar for live music by readers of the City Pages newspaper in the Wausau area. That's not all. It's been the number one spot since 2008.
Wow.
Voted number one for 15 years, being the best. The editors of the paper noted Malarkey's has quietly built itself into a musical powerhouse, hosts an open mic Thursdays, and then live music several other nights of the week. They feature, I love this, artists from all over Wisconsin. So then mix your music with some of the food. Yeah, I'm going to talk about food. I don't know if I should because I think we're all hungry.
I'm hungry.
Salads, tacos, jerk chicken, pasta. Listen to this one. Heaping pile of lobster on spiral pasta. Smothered in cheddar, parmesan, and the garlic cheese sauce. Oh, that sounds perfect to me. Malarkey's is located in downtown Wausau on 3rd Street. Now, thank you to everybody.
Awesome.
Yeah, thanks. You know, you're supporting the artists playing all of the notes at live music bars all across the state. And if you have a favorite event or venue you want us to consider, send me an email, terry.barr@civicmedia.us. For Max Inc. Radio, I'm Terry Barr. There are your bar notes.
Thank you, Terry.
Yeah.
Live in the lair coming up
I'm
in just a couple of minutes.
I'm starving now.
I'm hungry. Send tacos. Blame it on Kane now. A tuna on Max Inc. Radio.
Here's my life, and here's my dreams. Can't you see? You said I'm waiting.
American Dead to the American Scarecrows. Broken Bones and Mountains on Max Inc. Radio.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sure, the home seller's market is hot right now, but that means many people are jumping at the first offer. When you sell with the most trusted name in real estate, the Aaron Weber Group at First Weber, you're guaranteed the hottest offer, making you the most money for your home. The Aaron Weber Group, powered by First Weber, your local realtor, friend, and neighbor, has your best interest in mind and wants you to make the most of this amazing time to sell. Bring a little heat to your home selling experience with Aaron Weber Group and move to Madison.com.
Jimmy K here for the Spaceship.tv. For those of you that know me well, you know I value my couch time. And getting out to shows, well, it's just not in the cards sometimes. Well, now the shows come to me with the Spaceship.tv. The Spaceship.tv is a virtual venue for artists of all kinds. They have great local music, plus the high quality stream makes for an amazing show on my big screen. Make your couch time rock and see a show at the Spaceship.tv today. The Spaceship. TV.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass gifts and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts, Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road, plus IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Talk about state and local politics, but in a fun, innovative, and uncomplicated way. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry. Weekdays from 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Hello, Wisconsin!
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com.
The Ryan McGrath Band, they are live in the lair in just a couple of minutes. Stick around for that. In the meantime, we got some music from Aden Tesfaye. We'll do some Herd of Bison. Right now it's the Cancellations from Nashville, Tennessee. Happy endings aren't for us. It's Max Inc. Radio on Civic Media. We are local music.
Boy, I know you better.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I like to think I don't feel anything. Then my brain takes over, 'cause the ties to my heart and wires kickstart electricity, flows like blood, and it's running through my rusty veins. I know it's corroding, but I can't feel it stay.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Goodness gracious, Jaden James, new music there on Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Jaden's coming to Madison, folks, on Saturday, December 9th at the High Noon Saloon. This show's going to probably get a sellout. You can probably guarantee that. High-noon.com to get your Jaden James tickets at the High Noon for Saturday, December 9th. Hope to see you there. Hope you're having a great evening. We're going to make it better for you. Got Maxie and Kevy coming up at 10 o'clock live in the lair. Is coming up in just a couple of minutes. Ryan McGrath Band is here. Full-on band of the Civic Media Radio Studio. Let's do some Herd of Bison now. This is Surrounded on Max Inc. Radio. Thank you.
carbon dioxide when I go outside. You mask your face but expose your pride. I look at the news, somebody else just died. You look at the numbers and wonder how many people lied. Look at the time, I can see that you just cried. It's too much for everybody to stay inside. Now you gotta go somewhere even after being denied. New rules that people never abide by. It's like I'm in a crazy movie in sci-fi. You gotta get tested before I give you the Wi-Fi. Your temperature peaking, I have to give you a side eye. Aside from people that favorably sanitize, giving me 6 feet and won't ever analyze. The world never ceases to scandalize. And maybe that's a part of how I become so surrounded.
Surrounded.
Grounded.
Grounded.
Found
it. Dumbfounded.
Astounded.
Astounded.
Discounted.
Discounted.
By the government.
By the government.
So they try to propose a new covenant. I'm still a well-rounded individual, man. Thanks for the stimulus residual, man. Still essential without working for the man. All I need is a nap and a map and a plan. When everybody is shopping, it gets crowded when people are marching and shouting. Still got a lot to do, even when the world is stopping. Anyone could be sick and there's something I never doubted. It's weird because everybody's here, but it's like nobody's there when everybody's aware of the tear. Stay 6 feet if you care for me, the sound fair.
Though I still feel so surrounded.
COVID-19, I'm trying to avoid. 2020, the whole year was destroyed. Especially thinking that Kobe Bryant and George Floyd and so many more. Every day people die, you can say goodbye. It happens in the blink of an eye. Many could be prevented if you gave it a try. To care about others as you do for yourself to get by is
empty.
Like a bottle without a drink, no
entry.
Don't even try to think, it's
plenty
of time to have a dumb or two.
Risky.
Invite a family in time, I bet you
miss me.
I clear my mind, it was really
misty.
Trying to worry on if I make it to 50. Wash your body, some people are so filthy. That's why I don't stay surrounded. Cause I need my space. Someone deniable when I plead my case. Super transparent with the truth. Even if I got a mask on, you can still see my face. I won't be passive and intervene the scene without fear. I just hope enough time's passing. We all get the green to reconvene this year. So we can't all be surrounded.
Make time to pray, then get off your knees.
just believe. Before you see now. But if you want it, you got it. That feeling inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire. Can't sleep. You see, I gotta stay hungry if I wanna eat. And I gotta flow nasty when I move this beat. And I gotta stay sexy. Ooh. When I'm in these sheets, God made me funky. And so unique, God made you funky. And so complete. So if you want it, you got it. Inside ya, that burning desire, ignite your internal fire.
The most competitive sport for all to enjoy, and Milwaukee is even the capital for it. It's bowling, and the oldest bowling alley is in Wisconsin. Haller House is home to the two oldest sanctioned lanes in the U.S. and are still made of the wood installed in 1908. The building on West Lincoln in Milwaukee looks the same. Musicians Joe Walsh and Jack White have thrown a ball down those 115-year-old lanes. Now, can you guess the tradition that continues here to this day? A hot beef sandwich, just 25 cents. The pins still set by people. Swear, and you're tossed out. The answer coming up. The fifth and sixth generations run Haller House, so some odd history does remain, like bras hanging from the rafters. The alleys have even been featured in the Wall Street Journal and Sports Illustrated. So what's your guess about the continuing tradition? It's the pins still being set by people. No machines here. These stories make it a true slice of Wisconsin. I'm Terry Barr for the Civic Media Radio Network.